Bavmetzia Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vavma base at the Mishnah at the top of the page. V'chein beis abad shubonoi besela v'gina ginas ache al gabov v'nifchas hari balagina yoyed v'zayoyer lematon as she'asa lebeis badoi kipin. Similarly, an oil press carved into a rock with another person's garden above it, if the ground of the garden collapsed, then the garden owner can go down and plant below inside the oil press until the oil press owner builds supports above the oil press for the garden owner to lay down soil. Hakoifel v'ha'elon shenoflu v'shesarabim v'hevikon paturim meleshalem. If a wall or a tree fell into the public domain and caused damage, the owners are exempt from payment. Nosel lo yizman listor es hakoifel v'lakutis ha'elon v'noflu v'shechazman pater l'achazman chayev. If they were given the amount of time and an amount of time to demolish the wall or cut down the tree and they fell within that time, they're exempt. If they fell after that time, then they're liable because they should have taken care of it beforehand. And the Gemara says, Amr Belozer, Maisa Bedolis Achas Shehaisa Mudla al Parsikoi Shel Chaveroi V'Nafshach Hafalsek. The Gemara says, Belozer says there was a case of a vine that was being supported by someone else's peach tree. The peach tree was uprooted, leaving the vine without support. The case came before Rabbi Chiya the Hagadol, and he ruled that the peach tree owner has to replace the tree. Amr Rabbi Yochanan v'loy masnisin, he Rabbi Yochanan asked, isn't this found in our Mishnah? V'chein beis habad shubonei besela v'ginas ache al gabo v'nifchas shamanu she'ein koifin. He says the Mishnah teaches us that an oil press carved into a rock with another person's garden above it, if the ground of the garden collapsed, etc., then what do we learn from all this? We learn that we don't force the oil press owner to repair as long as the garden owner can come and plant. And the Gemara asks the question, V'atani Reb Chiya Koifin, but Reb Chiya taught in the Braisa that we do force him, and this Braisa seems to clearly disagree with our Mishnah. Neima v'le pligi manda ama koifin shu sham manda ama ein koifin b'she'ein oimed sham. The answer is there's no disagreement. The Braisa refers to when he was present in Beis Din, so they ordered him to replace the peach tree, and the Mishnah refers to when he wasn't present, means he was overseas, and therefore we can't force him, and we instead allow the garden owner to come and plant. Nosan lo yizman lakudz, the Mishnah taught that if they were given an amount of time to demolish the wall or cut down the tree and they fell within that time, then they're exempt. Kamahu zman, how much time the Beis Din give? Reb Hoshea Amar, Shloshim Yom, Hoshea says 30 days. We come now to the next Mishnah. Mishah yakos lo yisamach laginas chaveyo yvenofar, v'amar lo yipanei es avonecha, amar lo yhegiyucha, in choymun lo. Mishnah says if a person's wall was next to his neighbor's garden and the wall fell into the garden, if the garden owner asked him to remove them and the wall owner answered that if the garden owner will clear them, he can keep the stones, we don't listen to him. Mishnah kibbel alav amalei helech es yitzioscheich v'ani noitel es shali ein choymim loy. If the garden owner agreed and after clearing them, the wall owner said, take payment for your efforts and I will take my stones back, then we don't listen to him. Hasrich es apayol lasoisi my beteven uvakash amalei ten li schari amalei toil mimash asis b'schareich ein shomim loy. If a person hired a laborer to help him with straw and stubble, if the laborer asked for his wages and the employer said he can take some of the produce as payment, we don't listen to him. Mishikibla alav amalei helich et schocheich v'ani noitel es shali ein shomim loy. If the laborer agreed and the employer later said take your wages and I'll take what's mine, we don't listen to him. If one takes out his manure to a public place, it shouldn't be left there, rather it should immediately be taken to fertilize a field. A person cannot leave mud in a public place. One should also not dry out bricks there. However, one may mix mud in a public place to be used for construction, but not bricks. Person can only bring stones to a public place if they will be taken immediately for construction, and if they did damage, the owner will be liable. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, one can prepare them for use up to 30 days beforehand, and during that time, he won't be liable for the damages. And the Gemara says, Tani perig adam zvalo bepesach hatzeiroi roshes harabim lefnoisei miyad avileshoisei oso. Bryce says a person can unload his manure in the public place at the entrance of his courtyard in order to remove it immediately, but he can't leave it there. And if a person came and was injured by it, then the owner will be liable. Rav Yehuda Omer b'shas ha'zevolim poik adam zevolim b'pesach ha'tzeiroi b'roshes harabim k'dei sh'yisparech b'ragli adam u'v'heima shloshim yoim sh'amanaskein hinchel Yoshua li Yisrael es ha'oretz. Rav Yehuda says, During the fertilizing season, a person may unload his manure in the public place at the entrance of his courtyard and leave it there for 30 days so that it will be crumbled up by the people and the animals that walk past. And this is because it was one of the conditions that Yehoshua ben Nun made with the Bnei Yisrael when they entered the land. Poyrek Adam Afari b'Pesach Chatzeru b'Roshes HaRabim l'Shoisei l'Hal Oisei al Gabei Dimus Miad l'Shoisei Osa ba'Acher v'Huzik ba'Chayev. A person can unload his dirt in the public place at the entrance of his courtyard in order to immediately use it for construction, but he can't leave it there, and if he did, someone who would be injured by it would make him liable. Lo yei goivo besad zeh ela b'mokoyim sheboineu. He can't mix the cement into there. He must only do it on the side where he's actually building. Poyrek Adam Avonov b'Pesach Chatzeru b'Roshes HaRabim l'Fnoison miyad l'Shoisem Osa ba'Acher v'Huzik b'hen chayev. A person may only unload his stones in the public place at the entrance of his courtyard for immediate use, but he cannot leave them there, and if he did and someone was injured by it, then he would be liable. Mosa Chaytsev l'Gamal HaGamal Chayev. If a stone cutter gave it to the camel driver will be liable. Gamal HaSateis Chayev. If a camel driver gave it to the stonemason, then the stonemason is liable. Such as l'Sabel HaSabel Chayev. If a stonemason gave it to a hauler, the hauler is liable. Hel al gabi bimus vayem efakvik bar benafla adrikal hadrikal chayev. If he lifted it onto the row of bricks and he was lining it and it fell, then the engineer is liable. And some say that since the hauler took on the role of the engineer, then he becomes liable. Masam hasateis l'sabal v'huzik ben asitois ben be'eben hasateis chayev. If a stonemason gave it to the hauler and someone was injured by it, whether from the cuttings or from the stone, the stonemason is going to be liable. Hasateis l'sabal. If a stonemason gave it to the hauler and someone was injured from the cutting, then the stonemason is liable. If he was injured by the rock itself, then the hauler is liable. If the rock was securely placed on the row and it fell, then the engineer is exempt.